Around Terre Haute, in parks and in front of public buildings, you can see the work of Wabash Valley Art Spaces. The collection of sculptures ranges from realistic bronze statues to whimsical contemporary works. Most of the pieces are concentrated downtown, and as Mia Partler reports, Artscapes hopes it will invite visitors back downtown to work and play.
There are two things that make Mary Kramer good at her job. She knows art, and she knows how to integrate it into the city. Kramer can talk about the power of public art and the power of the street grid.
This is 3rd Street, which is Route 41, and Route 41 is the old north-south highway that went up 7th Street. So it got moved over here and kind of divided us from the river. So that's what we're trying to amend.
Since 2007, Kramer's organization, Wabash Valley Art Spaces, has installed 12 sculptures across Terre Haute. Its most recent installation is a sculpture called Renewal, 12 feet tall with blue glass marbles nestled in wire cages.
That's right there, and we should get out to see this one. You can see that it's a sycamore leaf.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's their symbol. But what's interesting about it is if you see it from way over there, you know, coming down that way, it's something different. So it has a lot of, you know, there's a lot of change in the way that you experience it.
Renewal is going to get the full treatment from Kramer's organization, with lighting and landscaping that will turn the concrete slab in front of the ISU Foundation building into an inviting plaza. Kramer's organization is a nonprofit that commissions public art, pays for it, and then gives it to an organization to install. The group's mission is to beautify Terre Haute and make public art more accessible.
This is Vigo County Public Library, and this is what we call the base of the arts corridor down here at Poplar Street. And we'll get out here for a minute, too. It's called Gatekeeper, and it's by Sally Rogers of Penland, North Carolina.
Kramer works hard to make sure all of the sculptures are integrated into the city's landscape. It's no accident that Gatekeeper is at the start of the arts corridor, given its sweeping stainless steel and deep Dakota mahogany granite. It's an arch leading to the museums, galleries, and performance spaces of 7th Street. Down the street, at the crossroads of 7th and Wabash, another piece encourages the public to interact with a historic Terre Haute figure, poet Max Ehrman.
And now we're at the crossroads, and you can see Max over there. That whole corner, you know, all of the landscaping and benches that you see was not there at all.
Kramer raised the money and in-kind donations to turn a parking lot into a small park, where visitors can have a seat next to Terre Haute's most famous literary figure. Sometimes they sit and read. Other times they take silly photos for their Christmas cards. But that's all part of the plan.
And it's happening more and more that art is playing this role in kind of enlivening spaces and helping people to understand more about the community and the history and the heritage and just exposing people to what art can do.
Some of the other pieces are integrated into their surroundings, so their presence seems almost a given. Kramer and her committee chose the Chorus of Trumpets for the ISU campus because it echoes its surroundings and the theme of the performance hall it stands next to.
He came up with this idea of these beautiful tinted urethane trumpet shapes that are, you know, on the ends of aluminum poles, and it's attached to a stainless steel center. And it really looks to me like a kind of a flower just popping out of the ground. And it's lit at night, so it glows at night, and it's just beautiful.
The sculpture also sits on a green roof over an ISU computer lab. Like every piece in the collection, Chorus of Trumpets was commissioned with a specific site in mind. Each sculpture Art Spaces commissions is meant to improve its surroundings. Terre Haute's chief city planner, Pat Martin, works with Kramer on the project. He sees public art as key to getting people to come downtown.
The strategy in 2000-2001 was downtown revitalization. At that time, downtown Terre Haute was struggling for an identity in that business was very tough during that period.
It's kind of an idea whose time has come, I think. And so for those of us that are fortunate to work in communities that are really saying, yes, let's do this, I think it's wonderful. You know, people in the arts really seem to be excited by it. And I certainly am, or I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing.
Although almost all of the downtown areas designated for public sculptures are full, Kramer's work is far from over. Next year, Art Spaces will be working with several Terre Haute groups on River Spaces, a project to open up the Wabash Riverfront to Terre Haute's residents. There will be parks and more public art, similar to waterfronts in Louisville and Charleston. They're calling 2013 the Year of the River.
You can see images of public art in Terre Haute when you visit wfiu.org/arts.